Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams with Oasis Worship Center. And today is Wednesday, and we're coming to you with Shalom, Health, and Wellness. 3 John 1:2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosperous." Want you to read and learn more about Shalom Health and Wellness on the Oasis Worldwide News publication. That is our official website. And today's lesson, we're going to talk about how to get relief from mosquito and bee stings. We know the temperatures are muggy and hot, and in some areas, even in some nations, it's rainy season. And with that, the bugs come out on the hunt. So, what can we do to get some relief from the rash and the itch from mosquito and bee stings? Here's some helpful tips that will bring peace to your body and relieve the duress that comes from being bitten and stung. Now, for a lot of us, including myself, when I get bit by mosquitoes, amen, I swell up, okay? And, amen, it's very uncomfortable because that lump, it swells up and it can easily get infected the more that you scratch it. So we want to, first of all, prevent from getting stung. And secondly, when you get stung, we want to give you some helpful tips about what you can do to relieve the itch. Now, you can buy treatments for mosquito bites, and there are a lot of home remedies that can relieve the itching and sting without the expense. So we're going to talk to you about that, amen, praise God. And I'm getting my information from chemistry.about.com, chemistry.about.com. It's a medical health website. And why do mosquitoes bite itch? Well, the secret to stopping the itching and swelling is to address the underlying cause. When a mosquito bites, it injects an anticholinergic into your skin. The mosquito's saliva causes a mild allergic reaction for some people. For other people, as myself, again, it can be an allergic reaction causing severe swelling. So to relieve the itchy red bump, you either need to deactivate the reactive chemicals in the saliva, or you got to combat the body's immune response, which is ultimately what causes the discomfort. It's going to take a couple of hours for your body to fully react to the bite for some people. Usually after I've been bitten, I swell up within a matter of minutes. So your best success involves treating the bite as soon as possible. I recommend that you keep some of these products at home to help you, and always make sure that, if possible, you keep some wet towels, and I'm talking about the hand towels that you use to sanitize, because anytime you get bit, you want to sanitize that area immediately. You want to clean that area immediately, clean your skin, amen, immediately from any type of bite, okay? And then you don't want it getting more infected with dirt or germs, so you want to make sure it's clean, and that's why I always keep some wipes in my purse, in my car, antibacterial, amen. Wipes are very good. You can find that mostly in your dollar store or anywhere, okay? And then you can also get some hydrocortisone cream for fast itch and rash relief. And I have a tendency to break out a lot of times in summer, amen, with heat rash. And so I usually always try to keep a little tube of hydrocortisone in my purse or in my bag. I got a little emergency kit. And also another is when you have creams that fight bacteria, that's very good. You need to keep that Band-Aid. All these little things, especially if you have children, minor children. I carry a backpack, usually not a purse, when I'm with my grandson, because I'm not trying to put all this stuff in my purse. I carry a pouch, a shoulder pouch, amen, to keep my keys and my my change in and my cell phone. And then I carry a backpack, and in that backpack, I have necessary emergency items. I have sunscreen, amen, praise God. I also keep the hydrocortisone in there. I keep a lot of different little products, small, and I put them in a sandwich bag so they don't leak. Hand sanitizer, amen, praise God. I learn more and more as I'm out, when I get out, and then I'm like, oh, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. So that's why I like carrying the backpack, because no matter where I go, then I usually am better prepared. So let's talk about some things that you can get and keep in your house to help reduce the itch and the rash associated with mosquito bites. Now, first, let me say, Okay. If you don't have air conditioning, make sure your screens don't have any holes in them. Because once you open up those windows, people, the flies, the bugs is coming in. Okay. So you need to check your windows and make sure if you open up your window that first and foremost the screens are completely secure. There's no hole in the screens. There's no leeway for a small mosquito to get in because the screen does not fit the window or the base of the window. Okay? Mostly you have your biggest problem with mosquitoes at night or in a damp, wet area. So you really want to watch. I found mosquitoes in my bathroom. Why? Because of water, moisture. They're attracted to moisture. So wherever there's water, when you go to the beach, the lake, amen, even a pool area, amen, you want to spray yourself down. And they do make some sprays that are safe for children. You have to look on and read. And this is preventive measures for mosquito bites and stings. You make sure that that product is safe because a lot of these products are too strong to put on small children's skin. So you want to make sure. Now, I can tell you one product that I know that's worth, and it is completely safe. Amen, praise God, for minors as well as an adult. And that is Avon Skin So Soft. It is a bath oil. But years ago, it was discovered, and I was an Avon representative for maybe 10 years, and my mother sold Avon prior to that. So I know what I'm talking about. I used to take a bath in Skin So Soft, and I didn't have to worry, excuse me, about getting bit when I went outside. Amen, for a number of hours. When I realized, amen, especially when I was going outside or being outside with my family, they like to fish, I would take some Skin So Soft spray and make it in a spray. Amen, praise God. And I would spray it over my body, especially the exposed areas. And I can tell you, I did not get bitten. I did it with my children. Amen, praise God. And so find you an Avon representative, and now even some, you can find some products in certain stores and malls, amen, and it's called Skin So Soft. It is not a mosquito repellent, but there is something in the product that does, amen, repel. And the smell is good. That's what I love about it. It smells so good, but mosquitoes don't like it. And there's other things that you probably can buy to repel these insects as well. My daughter here in Illinois, she has these little lamps, amen, and you light them up. And I tell you, amen, praise God, I was sitting outside for the first time in her husband's hammock, amen. I was a little concerned about falling out of it. It's a big hammock because my son-in-law is 6'5", so he's a very tall man, and him and his wife can lay in it. But I'm a plus-size woman, so I was kind of concerned about getting in this hammock, and it swung. But they got me in it last night while they were outside barbecuing, and she lit these candles, and she said, "Mom, these are bug repellent." And so I noticed we were out there from dusk until nightfall enjoying the cool air here in the Chicago North Shore suburb, amen, and it was just beautiful. I got a chance to see the moon out. I didn't get not one mosquito bite. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm like, this is the life here. Oh, thank you, God. Just thoroughly enjoyed that. And you want to be able to go outdoors and have some fun. Some of the saints that I know like to go camping, amen, out in the woods. You know, myself, I'm a water lover, so anytime I can, I want to go by the lake, the beach, amen, praise God. And these are areas where mosquitoes and a lot of times, you know, you're not very careful, especially where there's trees or bush, and you know, and then you don't enjoy yourself because you've gotten bit. So what do you do when you get home? Okay, here's something. Household ammonia is popular and effective anti-itch remedy. It is the active ingredient in many over-the-counter mosquito bites. Ammonia changes the skin's acidicity, countering some of the chemical reactions to make you itch. So how do you apply it? You dampen a cotton ball with ammonia, wet the area affected by the bite. The treatment works best on flesh bites. Only use household ammonia, not that commercial strong stuff. Household ammonia, which is diluted, not ammonia from a science lab, which is too concentrated. If you have sensitive skin, you do not want to do this. Amen. So that's why I gave you, amen, the Skin So Soft to put on there. So I can tell you that mosquitoes are drawn to certain scents, and other scents repel them. Now, here is something that I have used, rubbing alcohol, okay? Amen, praise God. I've taken some alcohol, either isopropyl alcohol or ethyl alcohol, amen, and I've, you know, it kind of, the article says it tricks your brain into not feeling the itch. As the alcohol evaporates, it cools the skin. So this treatment will give you some relief. It also acts as a disinfectant. So, you know, it's good if you get some of those little plastic bottles you see in the store and put you some alcohol in there and some cotton balls and keep that in your little emergency kit. Amen. But just remember, alcohol will evaporate. So you got to keep it in a cool place. Now, how do you do it? You pour the alcohol over the affected area. Or you dab some on the dab cotton ball like I do, and you put it directly onto the bite, okay? And you want to make sure you can feel it wet, okay? And then it will give you some relief. It's not a cure, but it will give you some relief from the itching. Now, here's another one that I have used and have at home, hydrogen peroxide. If you don't have these items, you need to get them. Because they're not only just good for mosquito bites, but any type of cut, any type of infection, amen, praise God, these are good for, amen. So, again, make sure you have some rubbing alcohol and some hydrogen peroxide. You can buy it at the drugstore or pretty much Walmart, Target, even the dollar store. You can use it as a disinfectant. It helps prevent infections from mosquito bites if you apply it right away. Okay? It does help with the itching, swelling, and the redness. Okay? So, again, use a cotton ball. It's always better if you use a cotton ball or cotton swab rather than your direct hands. But if you, you know, and that's why I always have a bag. I have a little bag of cotton balls that I keep in my backpack. Okay? And it's a great treatment for kids or people with sensitive skin because it usually does not cause a reaction. Okay? So that's going to give you a couple of more things that you can also use. Hand sanitizer. The most of us, you know, we keep some hand sanitizer. And when I didn't have my alcohol, I took that hand sanitizer and I put it right on that bite and left it. And it does take out, you know, it cools the itching. Now, let me tell you something that works really, really good. And I'm going to give you a couple of more and then I want to go into bee bites. Okay, if you don't have any, get you some aloe vera gel, or get you an aloe vera plant. But what I did a couple of years ago, I bought a big bottle, maybe about 16 ounces, and I tell you, that bottle lasted me 2 or 3 years. I put some in small containers. Aloe vera is very good for a number of reasons, but the best thing I use is a coolant on my skin. When I have a problem with being direct sunlight, my skin is very sensitive, so it burns easily. I get rashes from allergies, environmental and food. And so what I have learned, as soon as I see a rash, I even get rash, amen, from chlorine in the pool, and it will turn my skin black. I've learned to get that aloe vera gel and put it on there, and it takes that uncontrollable itch that you feel. It's cool, and, oh, my God, it feels so good on your skin. It's a gel, so it may feel a little messy. I just rub it in. Amen, praise God. But it's not going to mess up your clothes if you're at work or you're going out. And here's the thing. It don't smell. It doesn't smell. So you can now buy it in the tube, amen, right next to the sunscreen. Keep you some aloe vera gel. We got to get some more of that. And it's good for any type of burn. If you burn yourself, amen, on the iron, done that. If you burn yourself on the stove with some hot grease, done that. This is what you want to have in your house is some aloe vera gel. Okay, so here's a couple of more things you can use. It talks about meat tenderizers, contains enzymes such as PAN. And so what does it do for you? It's supposed to deactivate the chemicals in the mosquito saliva that make you itch and red. So you want to apply it directly to the bite area and with a small amount of water and leave it on for just a couple of minutes. Because if you leave it on too long, you may tenderize yourself. You don't want to do that, okay? So just for a few minutes, okay? Deodorant and antiperspirant, also a lot of times, amen, depending on what's in the product, you may use a spray or antiperspirant and spray it directly on the infected area. Okay, and again, you want to keep that area clean, so make sure, I said earlier, you sanitize it with some hand sanitizer or even soap, okay, because some soaps have a lot of acetate in it, and that's why I basically, if you have sensitive skin, my doctor has put me on Dove or Oil of Olay. I can't use Ivory, even though Ivory is for sensitive skin, it dries my skin out. And so I need moisture in my skin, especially in the summertime. So I have to use a soap that does have moisturizer. And that's what you want to remember, that if you, amen, are experiencing a rash, use it that makes your skin dry and itchy, okay? So you want to keep your skin lubricated, but don't be foolish and put oil on your skin and go out in direct sunlight. You're going to fry like a fish. Okay, amen, praise God. So do some preventive measures. Now, here's one that I do use is tea tree oil, okay? It has antibacterial and antiviral properties, and I use it anyway because it's anti-inflammatory, so it helps reduce redness and swelling. I use it as an anointing oil for myself, because it takes the swelling down. A lot of times when my joints are swollen up, my knees are swollen up, amen, or my ankle, I get my tea tree oil. And I have another one that's eucalyptus and spearmint, amen. It is a moisturizing oil. And I tell you, it smells good and it feels good. So these are some of the products that I would recommend that you keep at home. Now, how do you treat a bee sting? For normal bee stings without a reaction, home treatment is enough. That's in accordance to the Mayo Clinic. But now if you've got multiple bee stings, you better make it over to the emergency room, okay? But we're talking about a minor bee sting, if you can see the stinger, a lot of times you can take a magnifying glass and you can see, I have seen the stinger still sitting in my skin and took a pair of tweezers and pulled them out. And after you do that, you want to make sure you sanitize it, because it only takes a couple of minutes or seconds for that venom from that bee to get into your body. And then, amen, immediately it's going to start swelling and causing you pain. And bee stings is way worse than any type of mosquito bite, okay? So you want to make sure that infected area, first and foremost, get the stinger out. if it's just one or two bites. If you got multiple bites or your child gets multiple bites, people have died from bee stings because that's a poison from that bee that's injected. That it's venom, and venom is poison. And so you make sure if your child gets bee stings, multiple bee stings, don't play with that. Take them immediately to the doctor or ER and let them do something, relieve not only the swelling but get those stingers out. Okay? All right. Here's some things that if you have just minor bites or a one bite from a bee sting, you make sure you cleanse it and get the stinger out. Okay, and then there's some household products that you could use. Again, like I said, use some tweezers to get it out. And then you can put ice on it, amen, to stop the swelling. Ice is just like anything else. Ice is good. Put the ice, get an ice bag, and put it or hold it on the infected area, especially if it's a place where it's visible and you can see it. Okay, so you want to, that's some of the things that you want to do with bee stings. There's household products that you can use as well, and some of them I've already discussed that are very good with just any type of bite. You know, these things that, these creatures that bite a lot of times, the worst thing you could do is don't do nothing, okay? So you want to make sure you can always find out. And if a bee sting continues, if it continues to swell, you want to go to the doctor. Now, I'm seeing here that toothpaste eases the pain in a bee sting because the glycerin dries up the venom, Latin, air that's inside the area of the sting. So you combine toothpaste with ice on the area where the sting is. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know that. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. But you want to make sure, again, that you ice the area and that you have put an antibacterial on it to cleanse it. Okay. So that's just some of the things that we wanted to share with you on today, that you can do to help bring you some relief, bring you some, you know, and it, some people don't even know that they've been bitten, you know, because you may be getting bit on the back. I had a pastor friend in Michigan, and she got, well, it wasn't a bee, she got bit by a spider. Any type of bite, you want to immediately, especially, let me say this in closing, if it begins to swell and turn red, take yourself or whoever it is to the doctor immediately so they can determine what type of bite it is. You may be thinking you've been bit by a mosquito and you could have been bit by a spider in your house. Or, again, we're out in the summertime, many of us, and so you want to make sure that you have been bitten by something that can do you severe harm or even take your life. Well, you've been listening to today's lesson, Shalom, Health and Wellness, and I pray that you've heard something. And listen, share this with your friends. Amen. Send them the link to this broadcast and let them listen to it. Amen. Praise God. God bless you.